This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A record number of states and cities are raising their minimum wage this year. This from a new tally from the National Employment Law Project. Some of the increases went into effect at the turn of the year. Others will kick in months from now. In two states and 31 cities and counties, the floor will be at or above $15 an hour. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
52-year-old Kokobe Tiwore has worked as a server at a Baltimore hotel since last June. She makes $11 an hour plus tips, but sometimes the dining room is empty, and Tiwore will lose her job in March when the hotel closes. Plus, she's behind on her rent. As we talk, Tiwore opens the latest statement on her car loan.
I have to pay 916.04.
She's 2 months behind. Tiwore says she was able to pay her bills when she worked at a different hotel, making $15 an hour. She even managed to send one of her two sons to college, but he had to drop out when she lost that job.
Yeah, now he start looking for a job too.
Sade Gebrselassie, an attorney with the National Employment Law Project, says a higher minimum wage helps workers like Tiwore negotiate better pay.
The minimum wage sets a wage floor.
Maryland's minimum wage is set to hit $14 an hour for larger companies in 2 years. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.